Yeah, everything's looking well. As always, things are organised. Weather always plays a part in the event. We're sort of making a final decision tomorrow whether we can use the existing car park we've always used. A bit waterlogged at the moment. Certainly could do without the rain. But in terms of the event, it's really business as usual, really. It's the same format. We don't change anything. That's what keeps the tradition alive. The fact that it's so ancient and old, if it isn't it isn't broken, don't fix it, you know. So it's that sort of approach we take, really.
And I know last year you returned after a gap of a couple of years, so I suppose you're kind of back to full normality now.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously COVID paid for it for 2 years, yeah, last year just saw it back as normal, and you know, it's and as I say, it's a completely normal, you know, continuing event that's just keeps going on and on and on, really.
And I know the area really, really looks forward to it, and the villagers particularly, instrumental in keeping it going too.
Very much so. And I think if you take both sides, Hallerton and Medbourne, there's a nucleus between both villages. I mean, if you took the Medbourne village, for example, if you took the Burrowses out of it, you'd take sort of 60-70% of the Medbourne team out. Such is their sort of long-standing tradition and links to it. And similar to Hallerton, we've got families like the Marlowes, the Hollises, the Daisleys, generations of families that have lived in the village and, you know, have continued the event. And that's the core and ethos of the whole thing, really. It's a coming together at Easter time of everybody, and lots of people rather come together at Easter than they would at Christmas in the villages, to be perfectly honest.
Sure. Yeah, no. And have you got an idea, how many people you're expecting to come this year?
Well, again, as I said, it's weather dependent, but we can get anywhere from sort of 5,000 to 10,000 people. My best bets, it's probably 6,000 to 7,000. The forecast is a bit mixed, isn't it? So, the weather forecast for Monday is predicting rain, which might be a lower end of the scale rather than the upper end. But regardless of the weather, the bottle kicking takes place and it carries on, and there'll still be a traditional core of people there, you know, regardless of whatever the weather brings.
Sure, yeah, no, I appreciate that. And just for people that aren't aware, the kind of format of the day, could you just remind us of that?
Yeah, of course. Well, there's like a reveille in the morning in Medbourne, where they have a parade prior to events, then moving on to Hallerton. 10:30, you see a parade. We call it the Children's Parade, that leads a procession to the church, followed by a church service at 11 o'clock. And then really, after the church service, there's a lull in proceedings till about 1:45 outside the Fox, where there's a We called it the Hare Pie Parade, where the bottles that have been filled that morning come together with a hare pie that's made by my wife. And then we parade that to the church gates, where the rector cuts it up, distributes it, and a lot of it's put into sacks. We then make a series of parades back up to the village, and then finally we arrive at the field after the end of the parades at about sort of 3:10, where the actual event of the actual bottle kicking itself starts.
Just fantastic that you can carry on, and I know it's the likes of yourself and the dedicated people that organise it that can enable that to happen. So it's credit to yourselves.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I mean, and I'm the stalwart of it. I mean, next year will be my 50th year of organising it, which is, perhaps it's time to hand it over. But we've got some really, really good people involved with it. Dave Marlowe, he's been a stalwart, and actually he hands over the actual throwing up of the bottle this year to his son, who takes over throwing up to be the well, we call it the Master of the Stow, and we brought that title in, recent years, really. And then we've got people like Richard Hollis, who now is sorry Richard Harry Hollis, who is a stalwart bottle kicker that sort of He's the heir apparent. He gets the bottles ready. He does an enormous amount now to help me. And then similarly in Medbourne, you've got people like Jack Burrows that helps. And then there's a couple of others on the committee that, you know, one from Medbourne and one from Hallerton, that all help to do things. You know, we've got a treasurer that sort of does a lot of work, and then sort of another guy that was a Hallerton guy, but he now lives in Medbourne and his children are from Medbourne. He's, I think, still Hallerton, but that's the way it is. I mean, it's, you know, it's in good, capable hands going forward, really. And that's what we try to do. You know, it's the traditional families that have been involved with it are the real sort of keepers of the tradition as we move forward and roll it out in the future years. You know, if people listening this and never heard of it for the first time, I think once in their life, they must come to it. And you go around the whole area, 20, 30 miles radius, everybody's heard of the bottle kicking or been involved with it. And everybody wants to turn up and you know, it's the whole sort of spirit of the event and on the day, the excitement and the camaraderie, it's to be held. And, you know, it's not an event where some press have put it, some bad press on it in the past and said, oh, it's violent and everything else. It's the most historic continuing event probably in Britain.